Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contaminated.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have a powerful show planned for you tonight, and we're certainly looking forward to it. We're going to be introducing one of our new co-hosts, one of two new co-hosts that's going to be on the air with us tonight. She's going to be coming on momentarily. And then we'll get some information about her. I think you're going to enjoy this welcome addition to our family. Tonight, if you're just joining us, tonight's topic is your significant other's presence enough to show their love for you? Is your significant other's presence enough to show, their love, their love for you? And we've got a story that's going to match along with that. Let's go all the way to where I am now. I'm in the peachy state of Georgia, and it's very nice to be here. I'm excited, and the weather has been cooperating, and it's just so good to be here. Let's go ahead now and welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to go in and bring in Miss Jay, all the way also from the Peachy State. Miss Jay, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always good to have you with us.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. And Dr. Walker, welcome again to Georgia, and I hope you're enjoying yourself, and I'm very excited about the topic and can't wait to hear what everybody has to say, and let us remember that Dr. Walker, and I quote, is not just telling stories, but he's changing lives.
All right. Thank you so very much, and thank you for the welcome to Georgia. It's always good to be here. All right. Let's go ahead from one of our co-hosts whom we haven't heard from in a while, and I want to extend our condolences to her. She experienced a recent loss in her family. Let's go ahead and welcome back to tonight's broadcast none other than the world-famous Lady C. Lady C, welcome back to the broadcast. It's so good to have you back with us.
It is good being here. Yes, I have experienced the loss. One of my brothers passed away 2 weeks ago, and we had to share his funeral. It's been rough, but you know what? I'm here, and I'm making it, and I thank God every day for, what he has left behind, and I thank God for you guys, because, I know Dr. Walker, we spoke about what he was going through, and, everything he was going through, and his death came rather quickly than sooner than what it was supposed to have came, but I'm here. And I'm present, and I'm glad to be on the show because I missed all of you guys.
Right, and we certainly miss you. And Ms. Jay is going to say something on behalf of all of us. Ms. Jay, and anyone else that wants to say anything, any words of condolences to Lady C. She's our family, so I know we've all missed her.
Yes, Lady C, I really have missed you. And you have my condolences, and I'm so sorry for your loss. And I pray that God will give you strength and your family, and y'all continue to be strong. And remember, we are family, and I'm sure if anything we can do for you, please, please let us know.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's go ahead and welcome other members of our family as well. Let's go ahead and welcome Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue. It's always a pleasure and honor to to talk with you, sir, and to have you on board with us.
And thank you for having me. And I do want to say to you, Lady C, we missed you very much. And, you know, you keep us in line sometimes. So, you know, it's good to have you back for that, right? And so, you know, we all go through things, but I'm glad that you're back and you're projecting a positive attitude. So we all here to support each other.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead now and go to Get It Girl. Get It Girl, thank you so very much for being here with us all the way from South Florida. It's good to have you with us. Welcome to the next podcast.
Good evening. I want to extend my condolences to your loss, Lady D. And I'm actually in Georgia myself. I'm in Perry. So I'm visiting a family member. But I am happy that we're back together. And despite our losses, we are still willing to praise God and be thankful for his goodness and his mercies.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. All right, this time we're going to go ahead and I'm not sure who do we have here. 352-480. Who do we have with us tonight? 352-480.
Hi, Dr. Walker. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now, yes.
Okay, very good. This is Althea Williams. How are you?
Okay, fine. Thank you. This is our executive vice president. She's calling from another number. I didn't recognize the number. It didn't give us the name in the queue. I'm sure she's here to express her condolences to Lady C.
Yes. Yes, I am. I had to come on. Lady C, I missed you quite a bit. I was wondering what happened. I haven't heard that chirpy voice of yours and keeping the guys in line and all that. So now I know what's going on, and my condolences to you and your family. But welcome back. We really miss you. Ladies,
thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much. I mean, that means so much to me, you know, to hear y'all voice, hearing y'all condolences, because, you know, it's really been rough for me. You know, losing somebody that you dearly care about, somebody you grew up with. It's really been rough, you know? And, you know, knowing I do have you guys, knowing I know I can support you and you guys understand, it makes me feel good. This is why I come on this show. And, you know, I try to come on every Thursday as much as I can and pop in on Fridays as much as I can because, you know, you guys mean the world to me. And I know whenever one fall, we all fall. When one hurt, we all hurt, you know, because, you know, we all love each other and we're so close and tight-knit. So, yes, it means a lot to me, and I'm glad you guys are there for me and you guys support me. And, you know, I feel the love. That's what I'm trying to say. And I still love all of you, too.
All right. We're certainly so happy to have you back.
I'm Dr. Walter. One more. Welcome to our new co-host. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a pleasure having you. I can't wait to hear you're being to this program. Thank you.
But we're going to bring her in now. We're going to introduce her now. I want to present to some and introduce to others. This woman she's a very powerful woman. I'm going to give her about 20-second commercial to introduce herself. She's Rosette Campbell Lynch, a.k.a. Poet Rosette. Welcome to tonight's program, Poet Rosette.
Thanks, Dr. Jesse. Hello, everyone. My deepest sympathy to Lady C. I want to say that I've always lived near the water. I was born in one of the most beautiful islands in the world, the Bahamas. My parents moved to Miami when I was 9, and since then I have lived in Virginia Beach, Sicily, the island part of Italy, Jacksonville, and now Port St. Lucie, Florida. Just want to leave you guys with some words of encouragement. Life's reward. Life is rough, don't you think? Sometimes it seems as if we're all about to sink. Problems may overwhelm you in life, and they may cause a lot of strife. Never fear, because relief will come. Just stick it out and don't become a bum. In the end, you'll receive what's due, and what you dished out will come back to you.
All right, excellent. We certainly do welcome you with that, and thank you. Lady C, you want to go ahead and welcome Poet Rosette.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. That was beautiful what you just read, and I feel that poem. So that was great, and welcome to the show. I know you're going to have a lot to offer us. I can't wait to hear your opinions on all of these topics that we be having, because you already know the show can get heated sometimes, and it's very enjoyable, and we love it.
All right, thanks.
I'm glad you're here.
Happy to be here.
And, you know, Ricky to the Rescue was right. Even though he was expressing condolences to Lady C, he did mention that she keep us in line. So I had to laugh on that one as well. Pastor Ro, let's bring him in. Pastor Ro, we have Lady C back with us tonight, and we also have a new co-host that's going to be with us, Poet Rosette. Pastor Ro.
Well, I tell you, well, praise the Lord, I was a couple minutes late, but, you know, things happen, but it's great to be on the show. And I heard the lady say that her family was from Bahamas. Well, we share some things in common. My father was from the Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas. So, you know, that is just remarkable. It's just, it's a small world. And and of course I am from Fort Pierce, Florida, and that's St. Lucie County. And so we, you know, we all share a lot of things in common. But it's great to be on the show, Dr. Walker, and looking forward to just a great show tonight. And we appreciate all that you are doing to make a difference, be a catalyst for change, and to impact the world for Christ. Great to be on.
All right, and also welcome Poet Rosette, Pastor Ro.
And Poet Rosette, I got in just was a little late to hear, you know, about you. But anyway, we just want to welcome you. When I came in a couple months ago, I was invited by my by Marjorie Cross, and I just received an extraordinary welcome, and I haven't missed the show since. But anyway, we just want to let you know that we welcome you.
Thank you so much.
All right, excellent. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Tonight's topic, once again, is your significant other's presence enough to show their love? Ms. Day, why don't you go ahead and give them the disclaimer so that we can get that out of the way and we won't have to worry about people giving their opinions.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the programming tonight.
All right. We just want to go quickly to one of our sponsors, Sister Marjorie Cross. Ms. Cross, thank you for joining us. I know you wanted to welcome Lady Feedback early on, and a special welcome to the new co-host, Poet Rosette.
Yes. Good afternoon, Dr. Walker. Good afternoon, Pastor Ro, and good afternoon, all the co-hosts, and also good afternoon to the new co-host. And I just want to say I'm tuned in a little later also. So if you want, I could give you a commercial now or later on. It's up to you, Dr. Walker.
But go ahead and welcome Lady Seabank as well. She's been gone because she had a loss in her family.
Okay. Lady C, I want to welcome you back, and I'm sorry about your loss. I just want to say keep strong and cherish all the memories of your loved one. God bless you, Lady C. We miss you and we love you.
Thank you. I miss you guys, too.
You're welcome, my dear.
All right. We'll bring you in for the commercial break in just a moment. All right. We're going to get started with tonight's show. Is your significant other's presence enough to show their love? Let's go right to the story because we're already a quarter of the way into tonight's topic. All right. So the characters are Venus and Wallace. Now, prior to getting married nearly 3 years ago, Venus and Wallace were inseparable with all the places they frequented. Now that they are married, Wallace seldom leaves the house to do anything. He has become an absolute couch potato. That's right, an absolute couch potato. Venus is vexed with his behavior because he simply sits around watching sports, eating, and constantly gaining weight. She has approached him on numerous occasions about this, but it seems to not faze him in the least. Venus has threatened to start hanging out with friends because he does not want to go anywhere except places that he wants to go when he wants to go. Venus is now questioning his love for her. Wallace recently told Venus that his presence alone should be enough to show his love for her. Venus is terribly upset with that statement, and he clearly does not see it. I want to start out tonight by asking Lady C, why is she like blinded? The man doesn't want to do anything. Shouldn't his presence have known long when he's at home? It's not like he's hanging out in the street. What is her problem?
Well, I mean, first off, he's a couch potato. That's the problem. He's not trying to do anything, you know? Your presence alone is not good enough, but it can be good enough if you both are doing things together. You know, if he's going out, they're going on dates. If they're doing things, they're getting out and walking, you know, the streets together, going out and hanging out together and spending time. Yes, but if he's just sitting home and doing nothing but just watching TV and eating, no, that's not good enough.
Okay, all right. Ricky Terrestri, let me bring you in here. You know, we know that I can bank on this here that, you know, Miss J and Lady C will, you know, it's not just Lady C that be keeping us in line, it's Miss J too. And so the thing is, Ricky Terrestri, I don't want to get in trouble on the show tonight by myself. So I'm inviting you I'm inviting you in with me here. And so let me just ask you here, Ricky Terrestri. I mean, it's not like he's hanging out, running out with other women. He's home. Okay, so what's the problem if he wants to go in the refrigerator 14 times during the course of a day and watch his sports? I mean, isn't that kind of like if she didn't complain, if Venus didn't complain about, you know, that, it would be something else. What do you think, Rick, the rescue?
Well, it sounds like he's got comfortable. And, you know, in that comfortability, you know, to be in that situation, I guess I'm curious to know if anything changed or was this him all along and it just wasn't identified earlier.
Well, you know what? The story tells us that prior to them getting married, they were inseparable. They were everywhere together. Now, all of a sudden, I guess he's got her. You know, now he figures, you know what? We don't have to go out that much. What do you think, Rick, for the rest of you? Does he have to keep dating her to show that he loves her?
Boy, if that's how he got her, you know, he probably have to try to maintain or do even better, you know, to keep her. And so what may have happened is he went out there and showed her his representative who wasn't him from the beginning just to get her. And so once he got her, you know, then he showed her his real self.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to go back to Lady C just for a second. Lady C, what's wrong with the representative showing up? I mean, come on now, everybody got to, you know, if the man wants her, you know, and sometimes the ladies be sending their representative too.
I must have missed the part about the representative because I didn't know nothing about a representative. So I'm going to have to pass on that question.
Okay, Miss C, let me bring you in here. When the person shows their altered ego or not themselves, well, show you their representative. That's kind of like you know, a falsehood, you know, of faking it, you know, sending you, just being nice. You know how you, when you meet somebody, everybody's nice and loving and sweet. It's like, you know, when you're not with them, it's like, I'm missing this person, like the sun has not come up in my life today. Where is that person? Ms. J, what do you think?
I think Ricky, to the rescue, hit it on the nose. He definitely sent a representative. I mean, 3 years, and he done turned into a flop. You know, what you start, you got to keep it up. And number one, they definitely had two personalities starting out, an extrovert and an introvert. But he trying to, you know, win her over, which he did, and now he being his real self. And after the question is no, that's not enough, because my TV and the couch is in my presence. I need you to show me more than just being there, you know, not talking, being bored. No, you got to show me more.
All right, let's bring in Port Rosette. Port Rosette. Port Rosette, we certainly look forward to your commentary as well. Port Rosette, I mean, it's like if he was out there drinking and hanging out with ladies and stuff, I mean, he's home. You know where he is. He's predictable. Why can't his presence be enough, Port Rosette?
You know what? He's starting to, if that's what he's doing now, and I'm not like holding his interest, he can be wandering off pretty soon. So he needs to get engaged with, you know, with me in terms of what's going on, because no, it's not okay to just be a couch potato and sitting around like that. And so I feel like he needs to step up his game.
Right. Pass roll. So, I mean, couldn't she sit around with him, pass roll, and just eat snacks 14 times a day, watch sports with him? At least they would be together. Pastor, how do you see it?
Well, you know, a lot of times you can be together physically, but emotionally and spiritually, you're not together. And, of course, you know, counseling is so important. You know, if you got a problem, maybe you can seek counsel, perhaps from the pastor, minister, or maybe just some close friends that's, you know, that's spiritual and understand, you know, relationships. But when all is said and done, you can't accomplish too much through arguments and things like that. So, you know, the scriptures say, come and let us reason together. Maybe they can just reason and talk about it and pray about it, you know. But I have to go back, and I want to sound like a broken record, Dr. Walker, but you gave us the formula on how to deal with these things, the ABCs of prayer, you know. Ask, believe, and claim. You know, I mean, if you ain't getting what you want, better maybe you need to start believing a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. But, you know, when all is said and done, prayer makes a difference, and we can't change people, but God can change people through prayer. So that's the key. She just need to, you know, pray a little more. I just got to take the spiritual approach to it. That's on its way. But, you know, that's what I got to say about that. Just trust God, and pray about it, and things will happen if you claim it.
All right, we're gonna stay along those lines just a second. Missy, I want to bring you in here. I mean, God's given us free will, free choice, and we're saying trust God. And in a situation like this here, I don't see God ever imposing his will on someone's free will, free choice. And so, Missy, when we're saying these things, I mean, she's threatening to go out and hang out with friends. Would you encourage her? If you were one of her friends and she's like, girl, let's go hang out. Or even if it was a guy, just a friend. What do you think,
Jane? I'm thinking, okay, we got two personalities, extrovert and introvert. You most likely will not change your personality. It's no problem with her. If he don't want to go out, he want to sit there, She just let him know, dear, you don't want to go, but I'm hanging out with my girlfriend tonight. We going to this game, or we going to the for dinner. And as long as she's doing the right thing, not, you know, cheating on him or doing nothing wrong, it's nothing wrong with that. And hopefully he will wake up and say, dang, maybe I need to spend some time with her because I'm in this house all by myself. Maybe one day he'll wake up. But she should not have to give up her extrovert self want to be socialized because he wants to sit there and get fat. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that, if he gets fat, since you mentioned that, isn't that more of him to love? Come on, Miss Jane. Isn't that more of her, him to love, for her to love?
You know, if my husband gained weight, you know, sometimes people gain weight. But when you just gain weight from being lazy and don't want to do nothing, nah, we're going to work on that, baby, because I'm be thinking about your health.
Okay, all right. We're going to ask you all to stand by.
That's not more than love.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. This is a good time now. Let's go ahead. We want to hear from Susan after this commercial break. Ms. Marjorie calls, we're going to go ahead and do a commercial break. Then we're going to come back to our Executive Vice President, Ms. Williams, and ask her a question. All right, Ms. Marjorie.
Yes. Good evening again, everyone. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a nurse, and I'm also a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading companies in the world, Isogenic. And we are A-plus in the Better Business Bureau. We have a lot of health products that may be able to help you. And if you need to find out more about it, you could go to betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. And you'll see a lot of information about that. And my number is 786-319-7223. Again, 786-319-7223. And I'm also the assistant director to Pastor Role. We work together in this business also with Dr. Walker and Isogen. God bless you all. Thank you. And I enjoyed the program the other day with Dr. Walker. With me. With
all right. Thank you so very much for that. Let's go all the way to South Florida now. We're going to bring in Suzanne. And Suzanne, let's go ahead with you and ask you this question here. I mean, why can't your significant other's presence, just the fact that he's there, and, okay, what if he's gained 37 pounds? I mean, you know, isn't that more fat to love, as Ms. J called them, fat?
Too much fat is not good for anybody. And you can have a picture as well as a present of a person. So you can't do anything with the person who wants to be with one.
Okay. All right, so we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go here now. Poet, let me bring in Poet Rosette. Poet Rosette, what advice, if any, would you give Venus? I mean, she's obviously frustrated. You know, she wants to hang out, but now she's got a good guy friend that she's hung out, I mean, you know, used to hang out with before she got involved and got married. If she's considering hanging out with her guy friend, who also happens to admire her, should that be a consideration? She's asking you now, what would you tell her, Poet Rosette?
Oh, no, I'm going to tell her that she needs to be really cautious because, really, she needs to really talk with her guy because if she ends up going out with this guy she admires and she gets to talking with him and enjoying spending time with him, this can kind of take her off in the wrong direction. And so I'm going to tell her that I feel like it's best for her to hang out with other girlfriends, but not a guy friend right now. She needs to try to address what's going on with her guy, her man, and see if she can encourage him to go out or find out, you know, what he's interested in doing other than being on the couch. So she got to work with him and figure out something, but yeah.
Okay. So, Poet Rosette, are you telling me that boys have to play with boys and girls play with girls like we did in kindergarten? And I didn't even do that in kindergarten.
I mean, you know, you can't hang out with your
friends.
See,
but the thing about it is, but the thing is, because her emotional needs aren't being met at home, if she goes out with another guy and, you know, he's, you know, friendly and meeting her needs and, you know, it's just, you know, it can turn into some trouble. And so that's why I'm thinking for now, until she kind of gets things worked out, she needs to, yeah, I think it's safer to just stick with the girlfriends for now.
Okay, Ricky to the rescue, let's bring you in here before we go to Lady C. So it sounds like I'm hearing boys play with boys and girls play with girls. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean in any, you know, mysterious way, you know, so... But Ricky to the rescue. I mean, I get what poet Rosette is saying. I get it. But it's like this woman is going crazy. The inevitable might happen anyway. So what do you tell her, Ricky to the rescue?
So here's the thing. So there is always two people involved in a relationship. And so it's easy to say what the other person is doing or what the other person is not doing. So
right.
In those situations, you really have to look at yourself first before you judge what the next person is doing. So it becomes difficult when, you know, because her emotions are entangled in it, but it'd be real good idea for her to actually kind of just make a list of when things started changing or what happened when it changed, because now we can actually get to something where we actually have a focal point to see what went wrong.
Okay, that's a very interesting point. Lady C, give me your perspective. I mean, if, you know, what is she supposed to do? Okay, you make this list and when things started happening. But you know what? If the man is not likely to change in this situation, and whether it was a woman, if he's sitting there, he's enjoying his food, he's gained 37 pounds, all right, can you give him like a limit, let him go up to 45 pounds, and once he gets to 45 pounds and you're like, you feeling the weight on you, then can you say something? Lady C, what do you do?
Well, first off, I'm not going to allow him to keep eating that cornbread and collard greens for one. So, you know what I'm saying? He's going to have to put some of that stuff up. You know what I'm saying? I'll cut back on some plates because his health is way more important. But I kind of side on Poise Levette. I agree with her. You know what I'm saying? If you had that one male guy friend who you never was intimate with, you guys are like the best friends, and he don't see you in that way and you don't see him in that way, then, yeah, hang out with him. Go hang out. But if you're someone that you already have feelings for in your past, you got to stay away from that guy because that guy is going to draw her in. He's going to mess with her emotions, and she's going to end up going in doing things she's not ready for. And now she's going to end up leaving her husband for that man because he's feeling that new guy that she loved, or that previous guy, that friend, is feeding into her emotions. And that guy is giving her what she needs. And that's women. When our emotions are fed, we tend to fall in love with that person who's feeding our emotions.
Wow, this is some deep stuff. So, Lady C, are you telling me women can't be strong enough to just resist? We just had the show, Miss J. Can you really resist temptation? Are you telling me, Lady C, that she really can't resist the temptation?
You're not going to be, when it comes to somebody you like and someone you had a crush on, you cannot resist that temptation. I don't care how much you think you could hang out with that person and not touch them, eventually a line is going to get crossed. And what's going to happen when you cross that line? You're going to enjoy it. You're going to like it. And now you're going to want more of it. And it's now she's going to have a full-blown affair going on because why? She got a couch potato at home, and this guy is giving her everything she wants, everything her emotional, what her emotions need. He is feeding into it, and he's giving her what she needs.
That's a very good point. Very good point. Miss Jay, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah.
Miss Jay, can't you just hang out with him? And even if he's flirting with her, she's like, no, stop.
I'm going to say it's hard to resist temptation. I know they were saying if you got feelings for the person, but you know what? You don't really have to start out with feeling for a person. You could truly be friends. But when he start liking the things you like and y'all can really talk, the real talk, and y'all got a lot in common, that feeling can come. And then you don't put yourself in temptation way. So my advice to her would not be to go out with one because that temptation can be something else. Even if you like them or don't like them, it just depends how your mind going at that time. but you know what? I was thinking, I might throw that at Wallace and say, I'm going to go out, even though Wallace might even know the guy. And I say, Wallace, I'm going out with Jim because he's our friend. I bet you Wallace jump off that sofa. See, wait a minute.
see now, Ms. J, you just took it to another direction now. You just took it to another level. You trying to get Wallace mad. Why would you do that, Ms. J?
Hey, something needs to get his engine going. Because, this man don't even leave the house. Is he a zombie or something? You know, something got to get him stirred up.
Wow. This is some deep stuff. Let's take a look at some of these comments that have come in here. Some of these comments, we can go to the comments line now. Is your significant other's presence enough to show their love? Let's bring in the executive vice president, Ms. Williams, with the first comment. After this female, she says, after 11 years of marriage, I clearly told my husband that I cook and clean for you all this time. That should prove my love for you. What else does he want? Oh, my goodness. Ms. Williams, what else does he want? She cook and clean. So that means her presence alone is enough? I don't think so. Ms. Williams? All right, let's go. Let's take that one to Suzanne. Suzette, is that enough?
Well, it might be enough for
I cook and clean for you all the time. Isn't that enough? What else does he want?
Well, hopefully there should be some intimacy and some going out and doing things together, some traveling. Should be a lot more than just cooking and cleaning, unless she's just deliberately trying to fatten him up.
Okay. All right, so that we're going to ask you to stand by. Obviously, that's not enough. I mean, you know, this show was given to us. Someone asked me to do this particular topic because, believe it or not, a lot of this actually goes on, where a person actually thinks their presence is enough to show their love for someone. Here's another comment. We're going to send this one over to Ms. J. Ms. J, we're going to send this one to you. The male, he says, I don't think women really know that because they are with you. That means they don't have to express or show their love for you by expressing their feelings. I think it goes both ways, like they want it from the man. So in other words, he's saying here, he wants, you know, express your feelings. You know, not just your presence alone. Ms. C, is that important? I think so.
I think both should be expressing their feeling, you know, because if I'm with you, I do little nice, sweet little things for you, and I do all that other stuff, and hopefully you'll do the same to me, you know. So it should come from both ways, that expression, more than just being there. Yeah.
All right. We're going to ask you certainly to stand by. Let me bring in Pastor Roe once again. Pastor Roe, I'm going to ask you that very question here. You know, the question becomes, I'm not sure where Go Girl went. We lost her for a moment. She can press 1 if she comes back on. Pastor Roe, I want to bring you in here. I mean, if the person is just there with you, they're cooking and cleaning, like the lady said. I mean, doesn't that demonstrate love? Not everybody grows up affectionately and romantically. Isn't that enough? Pastor Roe, your thoughts quickly, please.
Well, a lot of times, even you got to go the second mile, you know, and I just listened to everything, and then I just want to kind of backtrack a little bit. It's a dangerous thing, you know, for a woman to go out, you know, with the a friend, a male friend, you know, because you don't know what kind of spirit that person have in him. You know, somebody can get killed or hurt or something like that. I just tell you straight up, you know. But I understand, you know, the better for worse and richer for poor and all that, to death do part. But a lot of times, you know, we have to learn patience, and love can really change people, you know. I'm the kind of person that if you approach me with love, you know, a loving spirit and a caring spirit and an understanding spirit, I mean, I can change, but some people just got a stubbornness in them. You know, if you try to come a other way than love, it just don't work, you know. And so it's just we have to be patient and if you resist the devil, if you resist evil, negative spirits, you know, that evil will flee from you. But you got to know how to resist. And the only way I know how to resist things, and we can't change people, but God can change people through prayer. We just got to learn how to be patient, persevere in prayer, and God will hear our prayer if we pray hard enough.
Right. Well, Pastor Roll, now we're putting levels of prayer in there. You're saying we got to pray hard or not. Well, God heard you the first time, even if you whispered, in my opinion. So are you telling me then that in this situation here, you're talking about a woman that she's got to be patient. How patient does a person have to be? I know we talk about the death do you part, the vows and the marriage, but is it fair to her? Is it honestly fair to her that prior to getting married, you know, they dated, they were inseparable, they were going everywhere. And all of a sudden now you've got her and you're going to change on her like that and become a couch potato, gaining all of this weight? Where's the fairness in that? And how much more patience does she need?
Well, I don't know. Only thing I know, when you're going through and all these challenges is going against you, and I have to go back to scripture, you know, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, and all this was coming, but he sweated in prayer, great drops of blood. I mean, he prayed hard, you know, he persevered in it, you know. Sometimes we just got to go to another level of prayer. But if you just wait on the Lord, you know, the patience of Job. Look what was happening to him. We got to go back there. But he said, all the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait until my change comes. And he waited.
Right.
And I got all these other advice. You do this and do this. And woman, you're a foolish woman. All the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait. So we got to learn how to cultivate the spirit of patience and waiting on God. And he'll come through in due time.
Our life expectancy of years does not even compare to the time that Job and those lived. So, I mean, we're like 70, you know, and anything beyond that, it seems like a bonus. So, you know, we're going to ask you to stand by. Ricky to the rescue, let's bring you in here. How much patience does it take before a person's cup truly runs over? I mean, we're only human.
So you have to have a level of self-awareness for that. And the most challenging thing in those situations is you don't want a person to get to the point where they snap. And so, well, of course, when they snap, it's like, you know, you're shaking the soda can up. You're shaking it. And when you try to pour that top off, it explodes everywhere. And so that's what you really want to try to avoid. So I don't think most people are even aware of their amount of patience. We just kind of act in the moment. And so you first got to have that self-awareness.
But and that's a very interesting point. Ricky to the rescue, did we cut you off by any chance?
No, I'm back.
Okay, all right.
I'm not sure what happened. It seems like I got disconnected or something.
No, I think you're good now. And that's a very interesting point that you bring out. And I often do in my consulting and coaching sessions, I often mention that the more that someone is telling you to be patient, what happens is that human element within us, you know, it's just like, you're right, shaking up a hot can of soda. And then when you open that, you're going to explode. And that's what happens. And people don't realize that, you know what, for one person who feels that they can be patient, for another person, their cup may already be at the boiling point. Lady C, let me bring you in here and ask you this question here. I mean, how long should you give it? What if the man decides that he's not changing? Leave me alone.
To me, it's not about how long you should give it. You know,
it's not about time frame. It's about how you feel. Are you ready to step out? I mean, are you ready to leave? Because if you're ready to leave, what's the hold up? get ready to go. You know, that's the thing. It's not about pay. It's not about giving the time frame. Because at that point, when you're ready to leave, you done gave it years. You know, uh-huh. You done gave it 2 years, 1 year, 3 years. Half of the people give it 5 or 10 years of wasting their own time. You know, for a person.
Right.
When you're fed up, you're fed up. You know, leave when you're fed up. You're done. You're done. You're done. Don't waste each other's time.
You know, Lady C, you have truly been missed, because like Rick to the Rescue said, you will keep us in line. You hit with a straight arrow, a straight shot. We certainly have
That's
missed
true.
You. Miss J, haven't we missed her? I mean,
I
straight up, just
you,
like you, Miss J.
You are so true. You know, why waste all them years? Because, you know, you be wasting all them years. You done got deeper and deeper and deeper. What patience got to do with this now? I'm sorry. But you done got too deep in this thing now where you can't even get out of it. No kind of way. Yeah, you can pray on it. But always remember, every man was sent to you by God. You know, people say, well, God sent me to be. Every man was. You went into some marriages foolishly. And I don't know how long they dated before they got married. Well, today, you know, it's different things that go into it. So sometimes people go into these marriages foolishly, knowing that, hey, we really ain't really for each other, but I love him. Okay. So, you know. I'm just, yeah. You don't want to get deep in this right. stuff and can't get out.
Well, you know, we can tell, Miss J, we can tell that Lady C was gone because we were picking on you.
I miss
and
you,
now
Lady C, I'm my partner.
Yeah, now your buddy is back, and the truth is coming out. Boy, look at here.
Yeah.
You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Tonight's topic, if you just joined us, is your significant other's presence enough to show their love? I mean, let me go here. Sister Marjorie Cross, I want to bring you in here and ask you, does a person have to tell you that they love you every single day? You know, can't they just be around once in a while and that's enough? You can see them. You know they're not out there cheating.
Yeah, they don't really have to say it every day, because if you already know, then, you know, if they don't say just that, because if they keep saying it and you're used to hearing it, then you'll still want to hear it. But they don't have to say it every day if you really know that they love you and you love them. You know, but it's good. You know, people like to hear good things also.
Okay, so even if they're telling you that they love you, but they're not showing you, so, I mean, it can go either way. There was a song back in the day, Show and Tell. You know, so do they have to show and do they have to tell?
Yes, I think they need to show you. In one way or another, they should show you, in whatever way. You know, and you should be able to tell, you know, whichever way, you know, they're showing you. But they're not supposed to just say, I love you. They got to show you. But love is an action word. You know, what do you do? It's a doing word. It's not just a saying I love you word. But what the person do to show you that they love you, that's important.
All right. We're almost out of time. Let me go before Lady C closes us out tonight. Let me go here. Is your significant other's presence enough to show their love? We're going to go to poet Rosette and give her this next comment. This female, she writes in, she says, my parents got in heated arguments about this because my mother used to complain that my father did not tell her enough that he loved her. He just felt that being in the house often should demonstrate his love for her. I don't want to marry a man who feels that way. I believe you have to show and tell your feelings and love. Poet Lizette, is that important? And so why?
Oh yeah, it's important, and that's one of the things there. Like she already said that she saw that in her parents' marriage, and she knows already what she wants, so she needs to kind of make sure that the person that she dates, you know, understands that too, to make sure that they're on the same page, because depending, you know, how their family background was, they may have been from a family where they didn't express their emotions enough, but she's saying she's trying to move away from that. And so they really have to discuss that and make sure that even though that's what was done in her home, and I'm not sure what may have been done in his home. But then when they get together, they have to decide how it's going to be in their relationship. And so that's why it's so important for them to communicate. Don't be passive about it. You know, speak up, be assertive, and let the person know up front what you're expecting, because then it won't be, you know, it won't be a surprise for anyone if he's just sitting on the couch and not expressing his love or saying anything to you. And we already know that the Bible says, you know, love that your mate, especially the man, you know, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. And so we're expecting some actions from him.
Right. So am I hearing, Poet Rosette, that, I mean, you have to show and you have to tell. She saw what her parents went through, and she doesn't want to marry a man like that. But, you know, you never know a person until you live with them anyway. And so people can change on you. No matter how long you date, they can actually change on you. So how significant is that? What do you do then when they change, like this man did, Wallace?
Yeah, that's why it's important to have those conversations before about what you're expecting and establish how you feel like what would be best in the relationship that the two of you are going to have. And then if something like that does come up, then you need to remind them in love what they agreed to, so you guys can work it out and be able to move forward. Because, you know, there has to be some accountability, and you can't just let it keep going on and on.
Okay, so if that's the case, and I want to throw this out there, if that's the case, why are we having such large numbers when it comes to divorce? More than half of the marriages end in divorce, because you have that conversation, oh, you know how it is when you meet a person, oh, and then as the relationship progresses, then you talk about premarital stuff, and then if we should get married, then this. And then all of a sudden now, those representatives are at that table, and somebody is likely to change, just like Wallace and Venus did. So then, do we have any guarantee?
You know what? That's why, no, it's not like 100% proof, but I think that's why you got to have somebody, you know, it's good to know an older couple who could kind of lay eyes on you before you decide on what you're deciding, because your family or another couple, they may actually see something that you're not seeing in this person, because, you know, you're kind of blinded with everything that's going on with you. You're so much in love or whatever. So I feel like you need to kind of make sure you introduce them to some other older couples or some other couples that you know, so you can kind of see how they act around them too. So, yeah, but you got to keep them accountable now.
All right. Ricky to the Rescue, we're going to bring you in here and give you an opportunity to make your commercial. And as you're doing that, Ricky to the Rescue, I mean, as we look at this here, people started to talk about all of these things prior to marriage. But isn't it true, from my experience, and let me ask you your experience before you give your commercial break, by the time someone comes for premarital counseling, even in a session with you, wouldn't it be true that they have already made up their mind? She's ordered her dress. She's ordered her bridal party. All of these things have taken place. So no matter what you tell them, they're going to go through with it anyway. Bring it to the rescue.
Yes, and not only that, I think a lot of people are kind of already stuck in whatever their belief system was. So even if they may have been, as kind of discussed earlier, in how you was raised or what may have happened to you and what you believe in, you know, your religion, all of that kind of comes to play. So you already come to the table with an idea, and I know this is a whole nother topic, but it kind of ties in. I'm not sure. I don't think anyone even mentioned the love languages. But when we start talking about how someone wants to be loved, it's really a whole lot deeper than what we give value to, because you got to dig deep to try to really investigate how someone wants to be loved, because guess what? It changes. It changes based upon experiences. Just like you people say, I fall in love, I can fall out of love. So it's mm-hmm. really dependent on a lot of different moving things. But yes, I will say with what you just said, it's very accurate. And, you know, the decisions are already made prior to getting help, which is kind of backwards in the sense of let me try to get help to help me make the best decision. And so mm-hmm. with all of that being said, I am Ricky to the Rescue. I am a life coach. My business is called A Path of Greatness, where I assist people in finding a direction in life in which they're trying to go. You can find me on the internet. My website is www.2greatness, that is the number 2, greatness.com. Again, that is 2greatness.com, and you could call me at 404-968-9940. Again, that number is 404-968-9940. Thank you.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Missy, I want to bring you in here. We're going to take 2 more comments, and then we're going to be able to end the show. This comment is going to go for Miss J and Suzette. Miss J, we'll give the final comment to Lady C, and she'll close us out as well. All right, this male, he writes in, Miss J, and he says, I pay all the bills, keep a roof over her head, and get her hair and nails done as well as keep money in her pocket. She wants me to be more affectionate. I told her that I did not grow up with affection in my home. What's the point? I show her my love by being there and not in the street. Wow. This thing. He said a mouthful. He does all these things, but he told her he didn't grow up affectionate. So what else? I mean, like, what's going on? He ain't in the street.
Yeah, that's sad. She's like a kept woman. It ain't no love there, and that's sad for her that, you know, she thought she was in love with him because he was doing so much for her, but that's considered to me being a kept woman. You know what I mean? When I say mm-hmm. a kept woman, even though that's mm-hmm. his wife. And it's sad that he can't display love because he's not used to doing love. But, you know, it ain't nothing she can do. Either she accept being kept or she, you know, do what she needs to do. Because this man probably won't ever express it, since that's what he don't want to do. He has no desire to do, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Miss J, this is the part that I need to get, because you and Lady BC be putting stuff out there, and I might be a little slow. So you're saying do what she needs to do. What does that mean?
Okay, either you remain a kept woman, or if you want love, you need to find someone that will love you as well as you loving them. You know, if you want to be loved by someone, and this man, you say he told her, I can't do it, I ain't no love you, da-da-da-da-da. So she's not going to get it from him. So she has to make a choice. Either I want what he give me, or I want to feel love in my life. That's what I mean.
So Miss Jane, I mean, wouldn't the sensible thing do to be accept the convenience of what she's getting, and rather than risk going out there for what she wants is affection and love? I mean, come on, Miss Jane.
Number one, I have one daughter, but anyway. You know, always have your own. And she, number one, she needs to break away from the man taking care of her and try to make her own money and have her own. But she can get that love that she wants in life. Don't nobody want to be alone. You want to be loved, truly deep down loved. You don't want to be kept by someone. I can give another word for that, too, but ain't no give it. But, you know, so she just needs to break away, get herself together, get her own money.
Okay. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Suzette, let's get your opinion, and then we're going to also get Poet Rosette, and then we'll go to Lady C with the final comment, and she'll probably add something to this one as well. All right, Suzette, what are your thoughts? I mean, stay there in the convenience and pretend like you're romantically inclined with them?
I wouldn't. Well, she went in being a gold digger. She was in love with his money and the things that he could do for her. So that was her love. But now she wants more.
Wow. All right. Poet Rosette, what do you think?
Yeah, I feel like right now
she probably needs to just kind of stay put and work on herself, because since she already knew some of this, you know, well, I know he kind of changed some too, but you know, they can, she needs to ask him to go to counseling. And if he's willing to work on it and she's willing to work on herself, then I feel like they may be able to work it out. But if he's not willing to go to counseling, then she just needs to kind of go on her own and get healing for herself, so that next time she will attract someone better who will really love her.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Lady T, we'll give you this last comment here, and then you close us out. Female, she says, I left my boyfriend after 3 years of dating because he felt it was enough for him to just hang around and be simply boring. He just could not understand that I needed more than just his presence. Men, wake up and entertain your lady, she says. Close us out. Lady T, what do you think?
I would say kudos to her, girlfriend. She went after her happiness. She wasn't going to be stuck with a Debbie Downer, which, well, technically in his case, it's a man. So, no, she's not going to be stuck with him. He want to be stuck. He's going to be stuck by himself. And I got a question, though, to Lady J. What was that word you was going to use? I'm curious.
See, that's my bad girls. I know you all are there. I know it.
Yes. And y'all, let me tell you, no matter what people gonna do, please stay away from Cash Kings. Cash Kings is who Lady J was talking about. Those are the men that think they can sit here and pay you to be with them, okay? And whenever you are upset and whenever you have a problem, they just throw money your way, hoping you'll shut your mouth just about
exactly.
One time. You know? So stay away from Cash King. And if you are in a relationship that you're not happy with, come to the decision and let it go, because your happiness is way more important, just like theirs is. If they want to stay stuck, you don't need to stay stuck. Start stepping and start moving and start moving on with your life. And that's how I'm ending it.
All right. On that note, we have certainly missed Lady C. Boy, let me tell you. Great head day. We know it's going to be trouble when Lady C is here, especially when her and Miss J get together at the same time. Bring it to the rescue. Hit it right on the nail on the head, or the hammer on the nail, or the whatever it's called, when he says she keeps us in line. Listen, we're completely out of time. I want to thank all of you all for joining us tonight. We certainly welcome once again Lady C being back, and we've expressed our condolences to her. And we also welcome poet Rosine. Listen, join us here tomorrow night when we've got an outstanding topic waiting for us tomorrow night, when the topic's going to be, is it our duty to win souls for Christ or just spread the gospel? Is it our duty to just win souls for Christ or spread the gospel? Listen, join us here tomorrow night. And, of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be here Saturday morning from 6:30 to 8:30. When we've got a very special guest speaker that will be bringing us the topic of what's your mission for God. That will be none other than our brand new co-host who joined us tonight, poet Rosette, will be joining us Saturday morning to give us an inspirational message. Listen, until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night,
Dr.
Walker.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, everyone. Welcome again to the new co-host. God bless you. A great topic as usual. Have a good night, everyone. God bless.
Good night. I enjoyed.
Thank you. Everyone, have a good night. God bless you. Bye. Love you. Bye-bye.